Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Chris Sidorek. And we begin today with news from within WBUR. General Manager Charlie Kravitz is leaving the station. Today, meeting with WBUR's staff, leadership from Boston University, which owns the station's broadcast license, said he would not return for day-to-day management and would officially step down on June 30th. This comes less than 2 weeks after journalists at WBUR voted overwhelmingly to unionize and 1 year after the high-profile firing of former On Point host Tom Ashbrook. For more, we turn to WBUR's Martha Beeminger. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm all right. I should say, Martha, this is a tough day, obviously, and tough for you to report on your own workplace, but we do believe in full transparency here. And you've been reporting on this story from Tom Ashbrook. You've been looking at workplace culture, unionization efforts, and I know that you've been kind of siloed with two editors to make sure that there is journalistic integrity and full transparency there. So with that out of the way, can you give us a little context here? Why is Charlie Kravitz leaving WBUR?
Well, Charlie Kravitz is seen as a visionary at WBUR. He is also seen as someone who could be a micromanager and somewhat difficult to work with for some people in the station. There are really mixed reactions today, I would say, Chris. Many people are sad to see that Charlie is leaving. Many people wonder if new leadership will do even more great things for the station.
So I have to be blunt here. Was he fired?
BU leadership says no. The station was briefed by Gary Nixa, who's the senior vice president of operations at Boston University. He said that it was a matter of timing, that it was about the unionization vote that was on February 27th. We have city space opening, so we have some of Mr. Kravitz's great visions coming to fruition at the same time that we see a vote by members of the journalist community here at WBUR who did not think that his leadership was necessarily going to do the best thing for the station. But here's a little bit from Gary Nixa.
We focused this past week on the question of how to move forward and came to this conclusion that it would be the time to make this transition, and that was a joint decision.
They did issue a joint statement, Chris. That's Charlie Kravitz and the BU leaders. But many people at the meeting today pointed out that, as far as they know, Charlie was still moving forward full speed with many of his big ideas. So it's not clear that he's would have left if somebody hadn't come and spoken to him.
Yeah. Worth pointing out, Charlie was not at that meeting this morning.
He was not at that meeting.
I was there, but if you could give our listeners a sense of kind of how this news was received by folks here at the station.
There was a lot of shock and surprise, many questions about whether some of the plans that Charlie had laid out would continue, what the search process would be like. A big question was why Charlie wasn't in the room, as you just mentioned. And it's not clear. That does seem like a fairly unusual move. As far as we know, he's not supposed to be coming in and out of the building at will right now. Many people talked about his accomplishments and the things that he's done for the station. One of them was Meghna Chakrabarty, the host of On Point, who talked about the ways that Charlie has kept this station strong when many other media outlets have been struggling.
We're bucking the trend. This is a great place to work. We've had our ups and downs for sure, but it's a healthy journalistic organization, and I would credit Charlie Kravitz for leading the way on that.
So some of those items, Chris, we've talked about city space. He expanded the staff and the physical space within which the staff works, added environmental units and investigative reporting units. A lot of accomplishments.
I want to point out Radio Boston listeners will recognize that voice. She also hosted this show for
sure.
A long time. What else are you hearing from BU's leadership on this transition?
Well, they do say that they are grateful to Charlie. We heard Gary Nixa say a little bit more about that in the meeting.
We really appreciate everything that Charlie has done for the station and the university. We give him tremendous credit. I mean, it was part of a team effort that he led. I wish him well, you know, as he moves forward. And I want the station to know that the university fully supports what it is doing, and we're here to help.
They talk about a nationwide search that will begin pretty much immediately. They're looking for someone to lead that. It is supposed to include members of the staff as well as the board of overseers, some people from BU outside the organization as well. So there's a sense that they know they need to do something very quickly. There was a long delay after a former investigation of culture at the station that may have contributed to some of the frustration here at the station, and I think there's a strong commitment not to repeat that.
So I should mention that we here at Radio Boston reached out to BU leadership, and they referred us to that statement that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a ton to that statement. It's pretty short. It says basically, quote, during Mr. Kravitz's 8 years as general manager of WBUR, the station's staff, reputation, digital platforms, and commitment to news and community engagement have grown to unprecedented levels. We also reached out to Charlie, haven't heard back from him. Can you give us a sense of what he did actually accomplish here with some concrete examples?
Well, Meghana Chakrabarty, who we just talked about, started that job as host of Radio Boston, the show that we're on now, right about the time that Charlie started, and she felt he really supported the development of the individuals on that show as well as the show itself. Here and Now, which is WBUR's midday show, expanded to 2 hours and partnered with NPR to become their national midday show under Charlie's tenure. He started a diversity initiative that's still underway here at the station. We've talked about City Space. We've talked about some of the additional local news coverage. There's a very healthy list of things that he's done to grow this station, which was already had a very strong reputation, but has really become very well respected on the national landscape.
Yeah. On the flip side, there's also been some turbulence over the last year. We've had the investigation into the workplace culture here at WBUR after we mentioned the high profile firing of Tom Ashbrook. Can you remind our listeners kind of the context of what's gone on in the past year or so?
Tom Ashbrook was dismissed in February of last year. That launched an investigation of station culture, included interviews with many people at the station in a report that was not seen by the staff as a whole, but we understand included the need to really make major changes in five areas. The general manager's office was one of those. There's a steering committee that didn't start meeting until December of last year that is supposed to be implementing an action plan that came out of that. In the midst of all of that, Chris, we had this bid to form a union, which was approved very overwhelmingly, 73-3 in late February.
All right. That's WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Martha, thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris.
For more on what comes next here at WBUR, let's turn now to Sam Fleming. He's currently WBUR's Director of News and Programming and has been appointed by Boston University to manage the station and oversee its operation until a new general manager is named. Sam, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
So you've worked with Charlie for his tenure here at the station, and as Martha kind of laid out there, there have been a lot of accomplishments. Why is this move the right move here for WBUR?
Well, I came in late to the didn't learn about it much before you did, Chris. I think that I'm mostly focused on stabilizing the situation and continuing to do the kind of work that I know that our listeners care passionately about, including listening to this very broadcast and more, you know, all of the different programs. And you mentioned one of the accomplishments, Martha, that I wanted to echo, which was, you know, the Here and Now one, working with NPR. NPR's never had a partnership, editorial partnership like that. This happened soon after Charlie came in, where he recognized a need for a midday presence, and the timing was just right with one of his former colleagues at NPR, Kinsey Wilson, and this came about. And it's now, I think, really one of the, you know, maybe the third most important program in all of public radio. So in many ways, that in and of itself is a huge accomplishment. City Space, of course, is the latest important endeavor. And I think we're just getting that started. So I think it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. I think the momentum of the first month or two, you know, shows it's got an amazing amount of momentum and potential. As you know, I know Radio Boston did a program down there. So Charlie, as Martha said, has got us on the right course in many, many different tracks. And now it's important that we stabilize the situation and, you know, find a great new leader and basically move forward in strategic ways, because the media landscape's changing, as you know. And it's very important for us to not sit there and tread water. We need to keep pushing forward, which is something that Charlie did fervently with passion every day.
And to that note, are there any specific changes you see kind of coming in the future or things that you hope the new general manager will work on?
Well, I don't think there's anything obvious, but I think as an example, just knowing how important it is for us to get our broadcast side, which has always been the side that is most of our listeners have cared about and probably brought in the bacon, so to speak, raising money. It's important that our digital side evolve in the same way. But these are issues that are happening at NPR and public radio stations all across America. And so I think we need to be strategic. We need to keep forward the momentum that Charlie started in his strategic plan FutureCast, and we have to make sure that we keep moving forward.
So you mentioned kind of public radio writ large. I'm wondering if you could give us a little context of kind of the larger public media landscape. WNYC and NPR National have both had their own issues. Laura Walker is resigning at WNYC. At NPR, Chief Yarol Mohn is resigning. Now Charlie Kravitz. Do you see this as kind of a system-wide
shakeup? I know, Los Angeles, too. I know. Yeah. I was actually just talking about it. You know, the five stations, I think, in the top 10 markets
are seeing leadership change. I mean, that's pretty staggering. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it may be partly a coincidence and partly a shift in the political and media landscape and the landscape within public media, which I think we've all seen with the Me Too movement. I think we had obviously a very difficult situation here in the aftermath of the Tom Ashbrook situation. NPR had a similar situation happen there. New York had a similar situation happen there. And I think our audience is changing. I think the people that work in our buildings are becoming more diverse and are representing America in a better way. And so I just think it's a turbulent time in our business. And we need to, you know, keep being as strong within the leadership of the WBUR has provided in the public radio landscape as we have in the past that Martha alluded to.
All right, last question. I'll let you off the hook here. Can you tell us anything about the search for the new general manager and what can we expect in terms of the process and specifically transparency?
I really don't know any more than what you heard, which is it's going to be a national search. Apparently, there's going to be a national journalism person of some sort who's going to lead it. And there are going to be some representatives within the station. I think maybe up to 9 is what I've heard on the search committee. And, you know, that all sounds good to me. And I know that this is one of the places that would be an amazing place for any general manager to work. You know, the staff, the audience. I mean, what an incredible market that we're all privileged to work in here in Boston. And so I would presume that we would have incredibly great applicants. And it'll be hard steps to follow in, but I think, you know, WBUR has evolved over 30 years, and we have to just keep making sure that we continue to push forward the way we have.
WBUR Director of News and Programming Sam Fleming, he's been appointed by the university to manage the station and oversee its operation until a new general manager is named. Sam, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate
it. Thank you.